Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get into today's episode, what is our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And last week, we did talk about, like, am I the a-hole stories with bridesmaids and all that stuff.
Yes, we did.
But I found another one, and this kind of touches upon two things that are kind of about what's going on with you.
Me?
Between wedding and food choices.
Okay.
You are a vegetarian.
I am. Born and raised.
Right. You've dabbled here and there.
Dabbled. Tried, yes.
But it's not your go-to, your main thing.
No, it's not my thing at all anymore.
No. You do enjoy vegan food on occasion?
I mean, a lot of stuff I guess I eat is vegan, technically.
Right, because you can't eat it. You're allergic to eggs.
Correct, but I do cheese and
right, milk.
All the rest of the dairy.
But this one involves a guest bringing eggs to a vegan wedding.
Ooh.
So it's like, who is the a-hole in this story? And I read this and I'm like, okay, I know we just talked about am I the a-hole stories and weddings with Sarah, but I'm like, this is too good not to ask Sarah.
Okay.
So I feel like you're going to have a very strong opinion, but let's see the context.
Okay.
It says, well, am I the a-hole for bringing eggs to a vegan wedding? And I realize from the title, I immediately sound like the a-hole, but hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother, who's, she's a 21-year-old female, got a brother, 26 male, got married last weekend. He and my new sister-in-law, who's also 26 and female, had known each other for a few years now, and naturally I was invited to the wedding. She had been vegan since she was 12 and had also converted my brother in recent years, so they decided to make the wedding vegan.
Okay.
Are you doing a vegetarian wedding or?
No.
Okay.
No, my fiance would not approve of that.
Fair enough. Basically, this meant that all the catering was vegan food, even the alcohol, and they used petals from their garden instead of plastic confetti and things like that to make the wedding as eco-friendly as possible. And I have no problem with any of this and think it's great. Anyway, the problem with this is the issue I often have with eating anywhere is that I have multiple allergies. Peanuts, soy, sesame, and a mild shellfish allergy as well. The first three I named are very serious and have landed me in the hospital in the past because of cross-contamination.
Okay.
So I'm very, really weary. And I talked to my brother about if there's anything safe for me to eat at the event, but because they're using a local neighborhood ladies' business as the catering service, instead of something professional, I did not feel comfortable enough that there would be absolutely zero chance of me having a reaction, especially because the allergens were ingredients in many of the dishes. Obviously, soy, potentially sesame, all that fun stuff. And you've had issues. You're not just allergic to eggs. You're allergic to something else?
Just stuff that doesn't go well, like bananas, like random things.
Yeah, bananas.
Yeah, but eggs are really kind of the sneaky one. Usually banana you can, like, taste or they tell you.
Right. And usually, you could eat something that has, like,
yeah, I can eat, like, a brownie or, like, a cookie or something. But if, like, let's say I go to, like, a restaurant and there's, like, noodles. Uh-huh. Like, if they're egg noodles, oh, I'm screwed.
What kind of reaction do you get?
Oh, my stomach just kills. It feels like someone's stabbing me. Yeah.
Nope. So allergies are no joke. Whether it is you get anaphylaxis, whether you get, like, digestive issues or hives.
Yeah.
And allergies are a thing that, like, you can get later on. Like, my uncle could eat anything, had no problem, and he recently went to the allergy specialist, and he is basically allergic to everything.
Dang.
Like, he's now allergic to dairy. He's allergic to beef. The only thing he could really have, he's allergic to rice.
What?
He's allergic to wheat. I think everything. I think the only thing he can eat is, like, chicken, pork, and vegetables. And even then, I don't even think all
really
vegetables.
Healthy. Yeah, they can develop later in life, but then they can also go away too.
Yes.
So I've been super curious about doing a food panel because I would love to eat eggs again. I used to love eggs, and it's such a good, like,
source
form
of
protein for a vegetarian. So, but I don't just want to wing it on my own and make an omelet and just see what happens.
Right?
Yeah, that's scary. I mean,
they do have, like, you could go to your doctor, an allergy specialist, but I think they sell the kits, like, online. They're, like, $100 or $150 so you can test to see what food allergies.
Yourself. Mm-hmm. That could be something to do and cheaper.
The new way of doing things. Yeah, it felt too risky, so I said I'd bring my own food, and he agreed in that that was the best option. I've done this with plenty of such events in the past, and it's never been a problem.
Yeah.
The wedding day arrives, and it comes time to eat. Everyone is digging into the food, and I pull out my Tupperware quite happily and dig in when I see the bride staring at me with horror on her face. I brought in a homemade sort of salad box, which had two eggs on top, and she literally just stared at me in disgust the entire time. While we ate without saying anything.
That's dang, funny. Was she sitting at the same table?
I'm guessing she had the bride table.
Ooh!
I mean, it'd be something different, I think, if you were sitting next to him. It's like, you would feel that eye. Like, just stare down. After the meal is finished, she pulled me aside and said I had ruined her meal and her appetite and ruined her day, and that I'm clearly a selfish person because I can't even go one meal without animal secretions in a vegan wedding. And that it was seriously disrespectful because the fact it was a vegan wedding was the main focus. Shouldn't it be you getting married being the main focus, not your vegan lifestyle? Anyways, I digress. In my eyes, I brought my own food because they weren't able to provide me with something which was safe to eat. And it's not like I brought a steak. I had two eggs and a big salad. She must have been specifically staring at my food to even realize they were there. However, I'm beginning to wonder if I was the a-hole because my brother also said it was in poor taste and I should have brought something else. So what are your thoughts? Am I the a-hole?
Whoa! Okay, I want to know your opinion on this.
This is a hard one. Because one, like, I didn't think about this until, like, I read another comment. It's like, eggs are stinky.
Well, not all
like,
eggs.
Well, I'm guessing if it's a salad, it had to be hard-boiled eggs.
I don't think that was the problem at all, though.
No, I know. But, like, that, you probably could have gone under the radar had you not done those eggs. Because even if they were, let's say they were chopped up and into the salad, nobody would have really noticed. They could have just said, oh, it might be tofu, might be this, or whatever, if they didn't know she had an allergy. But there are two big old eggs right on top, and they probably smell like eggs. They smell like farts. Eggs, you know, hard-boiled eggs smell like farts.
But, I mean, I don't think, like, smell or no smell. Okay, so let's say there were no smell. Like, they didn't smell like anything, but there was two eggs on top of her salad. Like, do you think she's the a-hole or not? Like, there's no smell involved.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I don't know. I'm still kind of feeling what my gut says. Like, because I would think if it was like my wedding and someone's like, look, I'm going to bring this thing or whatever. Sure. Whatever. Because it's kind of a weird thing. I think what the bride noticed most of all, because it doesn't seem like she was in the loop in general that she was going to be bringing her own food.
Yeah.
So, of course, her eyes were on what she brought. Because she has a little Tupperware and bringing out her food. It looks a little.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to think hopefully the brother either ran it by the bride or told the bride that this is what the sister was going to do, because it is, it's very, I mean, I've had to go to situations where I had to bring my own food to eat, and it is so awkward. It's so awkward for everyone, but especially the person that has to pull out that Tupperware and say, I have to eat my own food because of whatever's going on,
right?
Whether it's vegetarian, vegan, whether just in the moment, you're just like, I can't eat a bunch of stuff, you know, like, so I
keto.
Totally understand. What is, like, it's just an awkward situation. However, I do think she's the a-hole. I think, you know, at first I was like, okay, I get it. You have dietary restrictions. You don't want to risk that for sure. And you don't know specifically what's going to be in this food, which I totally get. And I don't want you to risk that.
Right.
But you could have brought your own food that's completely vegan. That's where I think you went wrong. You should have just left the eggs out, because as once before, when I was a very, very strict vegetarian back in the day, and I was convinced that I was going to have my husband be a vegetarian and have a vegetarian wife, like, or have a vegetarian wedding like my mom did, if somebody brought meat to my wedding, I would have thrown them out.
Oh, I believe
immediately.
It.
There's no, like, staring at your food, just giving you the eye. Oh, no, I am making a scene. First of all, I'm fine making a scene regardless. If it's my wedding, I am the only one that should be allowed to make a scene. So you're getting kicked out. So now, I mean, now I'm way looser and chiller, man. So, I mean, we're having meat at the wedding regardless right now. So I've changed my ways. But if this was a full vegan wedding and someone brought animal product, I don't care who you are. I don't care your dietary restrictions. You could have just brought something that had no animal product. So, yeah, I think this one's the a-hole. Oh, my God. I don't think we've had, like, many of these where the person is actually the a-hole.
I'm trying to see if they wrote anything. So it seems like the brother, I think, so there's three ways it can go with an Am I the A-hole post. It can go A-H, or Y-T-A, I mean, you're the A-hole. It could be N-T-A, not the A-hole.
Okay.
Or it can be E-S, which means everybody sucks.
That's funny.
So, yeah, there's the three, like, once a post has had enough votes and stuff, it could be one of those three things. And I honestly think everyone sucks here.
I think you're going to get a lot of mixed bags.
And it's a hard, I'm trying to keep my opinions, because I have no problem with veganism, vegetarianism, and anything. And I feel like a lot of people who are vegan that went a little overboard crazy, like my cousin is vegan, and her ex-boyfriend is kind of the one that kind of converted her that way. Cool, whatever, your lifestyle, your choice, right?
Yeah.
But he was one of those militant, like, got into a fight with her brother on the first day he met him. You don't need to become vegan. Like, immediately just jamming it down.
A pusher.
A pusher, but, like, yelling at him. Like, okay, there's something like, hey, you know what? Let me cook for you. Here's some vegan foods. Let me give you an alternative. Like, being, you know, welcoming instead of, you know, berating somebody. So I feel like a lot of people who are not vegan or vegetarian, they hear that someone's vegan and their defenses are already up. They feel like they're going to be judged, that they have to defend their lifestyle, that maybe their lifestyle is quote-unquote unhealthy because they eat meat or animal products.
So many different opinions.
So people are automatically defensive and want to trash vegans. And it's that I feel like both sides have ruined it, have, like, been crappy to each other. So, like, this, it sucks for the cool vegans, and it sucks for the people who have had to deal with bad vegans. So I'm trying to keep that out of my head whenever we talk about veganism.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't think it's wrong for the wife to want whatever she wants for her wedding.
Yeah, I think if in any situation, if the sister brought this meal, totally fine. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it was their wedding and it was specifically a vegan wedding, I think she was the A-hole for doing that. Even though I don't think it was intentional, I think it was probably totally, like, mislooked. She just wanted some protein with her meal, and she knows eggs are fine. So I don't think she did it maliciously.
Right.
You know, she's obviously clueless if she's asking if she was the A-hole.
So she does have, like, a little bit, like, context, well, like, more info, because people have been asking her. It's like, how is she with other food events and stuff? So it's like, I mean, we've had Thanksgiving together where there was a turkey in the middle of the table and they had tofurkey while everyone else dug into the meat option, and they were fine with that. And in the instance, they were the ones who prepared the tofurkey in their own kitchen because of my allergies, and it was very nice and considerate and respectful, in my opinion. But me and my sister-in-law have always gotten along quite well, so it was kind of surprising to me. And the salad was quite big, and the eggs being a small component in the corner, and I was eating it out of Tupperware, so I didn't think it was too obvious. Maybe I should have chopped them up and hidden them underneath something, but I genuinely didn't think it'd be a big deal.
You shouldn't have brought them!
For context, the salad had a bunch of greens, broccoli, some sweet potato, and brown rice in it as well, and it was all in a box.
Girl, us vegetarian / vegans can sense. We will stare your food down if you're not eating the food we prepared, and we will see those eggs, or we will see whatever animal product is in that.
The thing why I think the brother kind of sucks in this is, like, she also points it out. My brother didn't say I have to bring vegan food. He just said I can bring my own food, and we didn't discuss specifics or anything like that further. I knew it was a wedding which was vegan in theme, and all the catering was vegan, but it was not like a memo saying that if I wore a leather jacket or had a chocolate bar, I'd be sent out or anything. I didn't have the impression it was that serious.
Oh, if it's a vegan wedding, it is serious. It is. I mean, if it's a vegan, and they're using flower petals instead of confetti, and they're very environmental, like, save the world. Save the animals. Bitch, like, you should have thought about that. You stupid. You're the a-hole and you dumb. Now I'm mad at her.
I feel like she should have, one, she should have asked that question, too, though. Like,
you should just have the smarts about you, in my opinion. It's a vegan wedding. Why are you going to bring animal food products? Like, that should just be common sense.
No,
right?
But I do think they should have written on the invitation, like, that was a good point. Like, not saying she's not an a-hole or she is, but if I was going to have a vegan wedding, like, 100% vegan, health conscious, be like, hey, please refrain from wearing leather or animal products to the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Or bringing a leather purse. I feel like that should have been added in general.
But you shouldn't have to write, don't bring vegan food or not vegan food to the wedding. Like, people have a dress code for their wedding, but people don't have a food, like, section of what you should and shouldn't bring, because you shouldn't have to bring food to a wedding.
Right. But she did talk to the brother, and in theory, the brother should have told her then, make sure it's vegan. Like, he said, it's cool to bring your own food.
It would have been smart, but dudes don't really think very much like that, or plan in advance, or think they have to make sure. I think
she shouldn't
aware to not do that.
Right. I think, yeah, she shouldn't have done it. I think the brother should have told her. And I think...
And the bride's very sweet for letting her stay, in my opinion.
I mean, but I'm trying to, like, not judge her for her choice in wedding, but I'm kind of judging. I'm like, really? Veganism for the...
Oh, so many people do that kind of stuff.
Like, but I mean,
all
like,
vegan, vegetarian.
Saying that, having that be the main focus. Like, it's vegan. Like, you know, like, this is my wedding. It is, you know, night under the stars, or it's under the sea, or it's wedding at the beach. It's vegan. Like, I didn't realize that was
a people
theme.
Are so into that stuff. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. Like, if they said it was an eco-friendly wedding, I'm like, okay, that makes sense with the flower petals.
I would hate that even more. This is eco-friendly. We all get one cup, and if you want something, a different kind of beverage, you have to go rinse it out in the sink, but don't use a lot of water. Oh, I could not. I could not.
Yeah, so let's see. Let me double check. I don't remember if they dubbed her the a-hole or not. Come on.
Yeah, what are people saying? What? I mean, maybe I, like, definitely feel passionate because I used to be a vegetarian, so I understand how crazy and particular we can be.
Do you want me to read what some people said?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So one person says, not the a-hole. I understand having dietary restrictions and it being her day. You have unavoidable dietary restrictions. And in that, you are severely allergic to some foods, some of which were listed in the ingredients. You talked it out and got permission to bring your own food. You did your due diligence from there. It is the responsibility of your brother to mention it to his new wife. What's going on? So not the a-hole. Somebody else agreed here. If the expectation was for the wedding to be 100% vegan, your brother should have brought that up when you asked about bringing your own meal. Or better yet, if they are so particular, they could have provided vegan meal that would be safe for eating. But someone's like, but it was a vegan wedding. That is the main focus, not the wedding part where they profess their love in front of their family and friends. But the vegan part is basically a huge conversion ceremony to show people that vegan food is good. From now on, they should all be vegan. That's somebody's opinion. But like, that's what I'm trying to avoid. Like, okay, I'm making fun of you a little bit. Like, really, that's your thing. But it's looking like most people are saying not the a-hole. One person does say everyone sucks here.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have brought eggs to a vegan wedding. I'm sure you could have found something vegan that you were comfortable eating. On the other hand, she's acting like you slaughtered a cow and ate it raw in front of her on the wedding dining table. It was a bit dramatic. Seeing a person eating two eggs ruins her day. Then I don't know how she gets through life. Goes to a restaurant, watches movies or TV, literally anything without being angry all the time.
They think that's dramatic.
I feel like anybody's like, you ruined my wedding. Like, in a lot of these posts, it's like, really?
They're just saying that.
Just saying that or... You put your wedding on this, like, expectation that once your wedding is over, you're going to be very miserable. And I've known people like that. Like, oh, now that my wedding's over, like, I'm not happy anymore.
I have nothing to live for.
Right? It's like, now
it's the wedding blues.
It's like, now I'm just a wife, not a bride. It's like.
Or not a fiance.
I'm like, you should go to therapy.
You.
Yeah, but it's, bro was right. Poor taste is the right classification, but ruined her day is overblown. Having said that, I imagine vegans will disagree and say you're the a-hole and provide their point of view. This will be a fun one.
Yeah, ex-vegetarian will say that for sure.
Unpopular opinion, but you're the a-hole. Really easy to bring something vegan to eat.
Dude, her whole salad had hella crap in it. You didn't need the eggs on top. That's unnecessary.
Should have been obvious that a loudly vegan wedding shouldn't want animal products, as it would have been the courteous and sensitive thing to do. Also, cold hard-boiled eggs stink of cold hard-boiled eggs. Right? Like, that's what I was saying. Like, it's stinky. So I honestly think everyone sucks here.
I think she's the a-hole.
But what do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm so curious.
Like, would you count this as an everyone sucks? Is she in the wrong? Is she not in the wrong? And it's that when we do talk about weddings and bridezillas and everything like that, I feel bad for some brides because the word bridezilla has been weaponized into making someone feel bad for just stating what they want.
Oh, I wear that title with pride.
But you're also not a normal human being. Let's be completely and totally honest.
Everyone should be more like me.
No. No, thank you.
I apologize for being a bridezilla when I'm being a bridezilla.
But like, so I've heard stories of people like, hey, you know what? I'd rather the bridesmaids wear this and do this instead. And like, you're being a bridezilla. You're being controlling. It's like, no, she's stating what she wants. There's a difference between stating what you want and being an unbearable C word.
Well, sometimes stating what you want, there could be a lot of things that you're stating what you want.
But
so then it just piles up.
But I'd be like, hey, Sarah, you're going to be one of my bridesmaids. I want you and the girls to all wear the exact same dress, same color. Here's the link. It's like, oh my God, why can't we wear whatever we want? Like, there's also, you know, bridesmaid zillas, I think.
Oh, yeah, so for sure. My bridesmaids know well enough not to even try to compete with what could be the bridezilla.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't think they would anyway. They're
no,
like,
they're
I don't
smart.
Care. Like, yeah.
They
Plus,
know
they
better.
Genuinely are like, whatever. Okay, we'll do that. All right, we'll do that. Cool.
It's like, whatever you want, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It just seems like a lot. But
well, you're going to have to deal with it someday, so.
Yeah. See, I'm still debating.
If your future husband was a vegan or vegetarian or one of them and wanted to have a vegan or vegetarian wedding, would you?
Be like, bitch, who are you marrying? No. Like, mostly because I feel like that would put an expectation
on my life.
Well, I'm just
because, J-Rubs is a big meat eater.
I mean, if he said, hey, let's do, like, a good portion of, like, depends. Like, I would think, like, I really like the idea of doing, like, buffet style.
Oh, yeah, me
just
too.
Just because it's
easy. Get it when you want it.
Right, exactly. Get how much you want. And I feel like it's cheaper, usually.
Yeah, well, you don't need, like, servers coming around.
Yeah,
like, I don't
that's
know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So my thinking would be like, hey, let's do half the dishes this way, half the dishes that way. I feel like that is a completely fair.
Wait, what do you mean? It's buffet.
Exactly. So have different dishes, as in side dish, main course. So I'd have a main course that's vegan, a main course that's not vegan, a side dish
vegan. Okay. So what, like, if he wanted the full thing, what if he was vegetarian? He was like, this means a lot to me if we have it all vegetarian.
I'd be like, what does it matter? Like, why are you dating me? Why are you marrying me? Do you not know
He's
how
like,
my...
I love you. Wait, so you wouldn't? The answer is no.
Like, no.
Okay,
like,
I was just curious.
My thing is, because I feel like he would then expect, like, that's what my life is going to be.
No. Like, I mean, what if he just wanted his wedding like
I'm
that?
Like, what? For one, I've never met a dude who cared that much.
But they're out there. They're rare, but they're out there.
Yeah. I'm like, do you think that's what I'd
I mean,
end up with?
J-Rubs is... The only thing he cares about, I think, well, he's kind of cares a little bit more now about other things, but is the food. That's like right. So I feel like the dudes would care about the food.
I feel like as long as I get food
one
and
thing.
Drinks, right? I honestly don't really see myself doing much for a wedding.
Girl, your Pinterest wall's been like crazy since Pinterest came out.
Yeah, but it's like crazy in the sense of like my style. Like it's very different than the typical style. However, I want it to be a very small thing. Like, if I ever get married, I want it to be small. I don't want to deal with people.
So you're not going to invite all your family?
No.
Oh, good for you.
I'm thinking, like, depending
on... You're drawing
on,
a line in the sand.
Yeah, and specifically, like, depending on who I marry, obviously, we might decide on a different location. But I would want to do it somewhere where it'd be kind of hard for other people to get to. So,
well, that depends on who would be hard, because people don't have a passport hard.
I mean, a little bit of both. Like, I might do it overseas, or I might do it, like, at a different state, or just kind of somewhere far away to where it's like, oh, I can't take the time off or whatever. And purposely, if anybody I know would get too butthurt, I would purposely give them an invitation too close to the time. So they can't
so you
get the
do
time
just
off.
Second and third tiers for your wedding. So
you
have an A squad, a B squad, and
if I had to. But honestly, like, I don't want a lot of people. I don't want to make it a big thing. It just seems like a hassle.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah. I'm
and
also.
And then all of a sudden, like, cousin Vinny and Aunt June are like, where's my invitation?
I'm like, you're a dick. Do you even remember when my birthday is? No. Okay, pass.
I'll be impressed if you actually do that and say that.
I'd be like, no. Like, my mom, like, here's the thing, though.
If your parents don't care, then that takes weight off your shoulder for sure.
No. Like, they would not care. I think they'd just be excited that I'd be getting married in general. At this point.
Like, let's just elope right now before he changes mind.
Right? No. I think what's helped, though, in my family, that other people have done stuff to where... It was not seen well by the family, so...
They've been exiled.
Not exiled, necessarily, but it's like, either I could do the same thing and be like, whatever, I wasn't the first one to do it, so it's like, the pressure's off me.
Oh.
For example, one of my cousins got... So, of all my cousins, a couple of them are married. One of them got married the traditional Catholic way, a Catholic wedding, because her parents are Catholic, his parents are Catholic. And we actually talked about it this weekend. She's like, oh, I wish I would do it much smaller. It just was too much.
A lot.
Another cousin just got married, had the big shebang, didn't do the Catholic thing, though. But a couple of my cousins got married. One of them just went to the courthouse and got married. Like, nice. Didn't even tell his parents. He's like, I'm just going to go get married.
Wow.
There's some family drama there. But anywho, another cousin, I think it was kind of the same thing. She just got married to her now husband. My other cousin was engaged and her parents boycotted the wedding because it was not going to be a Catholic ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
So they boycotted that.
And didn't go?
They didn't go to their daughter's wedding. This is their oldest daughter. First wedding.
Ooh.
They did not go. And she didn't invite anybody, really. Like, it was mostly his family because they held it. This was during COVID, like the beginning of COVID. And she held it at her in-law's house.
Oh.
So I've seen pictures of and stuff, but like nobody was invited from our side of the family, really.
Wow.
So like I wasn't invited. So I was like, okay, cool.
So you're like, all right, you're not invited to mine then.
She's one of those people like I can hang out like at family gathering and I might invite you. Like if I had a lot of other cousins that really could go to a bachelorette party, I'd be like, I throw the invitation out there. But she RSVP'd that she was coming to our cousin's wedding this year and didn't show up.
Oh, hell no.
Right?
Does she have, like, a place to hang and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ooh, I would never talk to that person again.
Right, so, exactly. So I'm just like, I don't feel bad not inviting you. And I found out that her sister is getting married and not holding a Catholic wedding either. And so they've
already... Are her parents not going?
Nope. They boycotted that, too.
Dude, what a-holes. Talk about, are you the a-hole?
Right.
They are.
Mm-hmm. There's more drama I could get into, but... I know her fiance, one of my cousin's fiancés, listens to the show. I don't know if he listens to the podcast, but if you do, hey, cousin-in-law.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, just a lot of drama in that sense. I feel like, and you know, there's already one other cousin who had a child out of wedlock. Oh, no, two cousins. So now if I were to have, like, I'm not saying I'm going to, but if I had a child out of wedlock, I'd be old news. I'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, they won't care?
Yeah.
You don't think? Would your parents care?
No, I think they'd be like, how would that work? Like, if I was a single mom... raising it, they'd think be a little bit more worried because I also have a 3-year-old brother. But if it was like, oh, you got a good partnership or you guys are going to co-parent, you have a plan down, I think at this point they're like, you're old, get it done.
I feel like your parents have come a long way.
Also, they're like, this is never going to happen, so if you got a chance, just do it.
And they don't care that you're not going to do the whole Catholic ceremony.
No, we used to have a lot of fights about my faith when I was younger because I was real into the church thing. I was one of those kids.
Cool kids.
Right? From like 10 to like 13-ish. And that's kind of when I was like,
Maybe not for me.
Once I turned 14, I was like, yeah, definitely not for me. And it's just kind of progressed. And like
not getting into... Yeah, you've had many years to prepare them for not getting married in a church.
And I remember one of our big, big blowout arguments was, I think I was 16 years old. And confirmations was kind of starting at the church. You know what that is, ish.
Yeah, you get wine and a cracker, right?
No, that's your first communion.
Ew.
First communion happens around 7, which I did. There's pictures of me with my little frilly white dress and all that crap.
Oh.
No, confirmation, and honestly, because I didn't do it, I don't remember what it was about, but it was kind of the same thing, but you kind of reaffirm your faith, you kind of go through these classes and it's just like being presented into the church community and like, I don't.
You're an adult now kind of thing.
Kind of, I don't know. I didn't do it. My dad's like, so the confirmation classes are, you know, this round of confirmation's going on. Are you going to get ready for your classes? I'm like, no. I remember being in the backseat of the car and I just told my dad, no, like, why would I do that? He's like, well, because you have to. I'm like, well, this isn't something I believe in, so why would I go in to do this if I don't believe in it? Don't you think that's just more disrespectful or that doesn't make any sense for me to go through this? And he tried throwing out their arguments that hadn't made no sense, but we got into a big blowout fight because of it.
Oh, and then you didn't end up doing it.
Nope.
Wow.
Didn't do it. I think Danny even did.
So you started to disappoint them young.
Oh, yeah.
So they've had like 15 years to 15 soak
plus
this
years.
In. Yeah, to be like, okay, it's not happening.
Well, and then my brother, he didn't do it either. He's very much has a big distaste for, you know, how we grew up religious and stuff. Like, I don't necessarily hate it. There's a lot of stuff I was allowed to do, couldn't do. So
very strict, yeah.
I'm just like, eh. They understand, especially with the tattoos and everything, piercings, that like, they don't like it. They could say something like, yeah, no, or they can make fun of me or whatever. It's like, really? You got another ring in your nose?
Yeah.
Like, but
Some parents just say that anyway.
Right. But they're never going to change me. And like, they know that I'm just going to be me.
Good.
And at the end of the day, and that's kind of what I told my dad once, because he had like this moment of like, I feel really bad. Like I didn't do enough good enough job with you kids, or I wasn't there enough, especially in your early years. And I was like, well, this could sound really like, what's it called, humble brag or anything, but I asked my dad, I'm like, are you proud of us? I'm like, my brother and I, are you proud of us? And he's like, well, yeah. I'm like, well, then.
What if he said no? He's like, not going to say no.
We're like, what have we done aside from like the tattoos and stuff that would qualify us into being disappointments all the way around? Like, my brother got his degree. He works really hard. I got my career.
But he's not going to say no.
But like, no, we were having it. Like, I'm like, do you think like we're bad people? Like, yeah, we help you guys. Like, we are still like, we stick, like, we're a family. We talk to each other. We do all these things. We get along. Like, we have our careers. Like, we're in good places. Like, yeah, I got my house and stuff. So we're not not successful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we're successful in our own way.
Well, if you guys didn't miss that time and it's not like you guys don't dwell on the fact that he wasn't around,
the thing is, he used to work, 7 days a week.
If you do dwell on it and you have daddy issues, then maybe.
Yeah, not really. Because at one point in my life when I was little, I was like, we're not even like regular families like on TV. We don't even have breakfast together because my mom would wake up super early and then my dad would maybe get us ready for school and then we would go off and we wouldn't see him until super late at night and my mom was exhausted from her job. So just like, I like the idea of watching like TV shows where they'd all sit together and they'd have like the big breakfast with like the pancakes
and the family
eggs.
Dinners too.
Right. And so we weren't really doing that. And that was my dad's wake up call. And he told me this years later, as like, now that I'm an adult, he's like, that was my wake up call because he was working two jobs and he ended up quitting one of them and only working one. He's like, did we have all the money in the world? We didn't. But I was there for all the soccer games. I was there to drive, like to coach. And he's like, I wouldn't have changed that. And I'm like, neither would we. That's all we wanted.
I was going to say family dinners every night. Oh, overrated. The amount of arguments my family got in because we had to be home at a certain time to have dinner every night together. Oh my goodness, they would yell, screaming matches. I don't want to be at the stupid table. I want to hang out with my friends. Like, oh my God. So family dinners every night, not needed either.
We also had really delicious foods. And like, I've had boyfriends, I joked with ex-boyfriends at the time, boyfriends. It's like, you're only dating me because of the food. They're like, yeah. Because like, my mom makes some really tasty food.
Yeah, once you move out, I probably won't date you anymore because your mom's food won't be here.
It's like, but I got the recipes. But yeah, they've kind of learned to accept.
Well, that's great. No pressure for you to get married at a certain place or a certain way or that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I think the only thing my
mom...
So
yeah, take it to Astoria. That's your favorite place, girl.
I know, that's what I've thought.
Really?
Okay.
I can't picture you at a beach wedding at all, though.
It wouldn't be a typical beach wedding.
Wait, how? If you're on sand, isn't that a beach wedding?
Oh, like, I think when people think beach wedding, they think tropical. They think with, like, super sunny and everything. My idea, the reason why I have this idea, and I need to preface this so I'm not that crazy girl.
Okay, sure.
I'm only kind of that crazy girl. My best friend, she wanted to do a girl date, and I forget why. She had the question, hey, would you ever, she knows I don't want to have a big wedding and I would like to do it away from people, like from a lot of family members, so it's harder for them to get to. She's like, would you ever go out of country or anything? I'm like, well, yeah, maybe, like that would be a good option. She's like, how about like in Cancun? I'm like, we don't want my family to come. A lot of them are.
Everyone's going to Cancun.
Everyone's going to Cancun. Like all my family members up here, they're going to make an excuse to go down.
Hell yeah.
Like I have family in Mexico that's going to come from like the woodwork that I've never even met before. They're going to show up to the wedding. I don't know. No. So she's like, let's do a girl day. We did face masks and on our phones and tablets, sat there and like she helped me plan a wedding, quote unquote.
Okay, you say don't sound crazy. That sounds crazy.
Right. And I was just like, okay.
So.
I was literally sitting there drinking my mimosa with a face mask on. She's like, what do you think of this? I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
and
put it on the board.
This chick is already married, correct? So
yes.
That's why she's not planning her own wedding. Okay.
No, she loves weddings. Like, loves weddings. Like, anything to do with, like, she, like, whenever you'll see her next, she will, like, ask you everything, Sarah. Like,
oh,
she wants to know all the details. She's just excited about it.
Aww.
It's like some people are real excited about, like, puppies and animals or whatever. They're like, oh, my God, tell me
or
everything.
Kids or
kids. So if I were to get married in Astoria, there is this little beach area that has, like, a ship skeleton. Like, it's an old abandoned ship.
I've seen that in the sand, right?
Yeah. So I thought it would be cool to do it there.
So
technically, it is on the beach, but you have like, it's not a typical beach wedding in the sense of.
Would
it
be sunny or would it be like.
I guess it depends on when. I thought like it would be a cool time to go like end of August, September-ish, because that's.
Oh God, so it's going to be hot.
Like September, like mid-September. I went in like beginning of October. I've gone in December. I've also been there in like, the middle of June.
Because nowadays, usually end of August is super hot here.
But I noticed like Astoria, I don't know if it's because it's by the water. It's always a little cooler.
Okay.
So I feel like end of August, September, maybe, because I do like the idea of a fall wedding, because I'm very much a
Halloween-y. Yeah, I can picture your pictures, like, with gray skies, like, mm-hmm. thunderstorm about to come in, but, like, it doesn't while everyone's sitting watching you get married. But those clouds, you know, mm-hmm. are all epic.
I might have to Photoshop those in.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You could do that, too.
Right, and just have a few people there, and that's kind of be my idea.
A few people, I just want to let you know, Astoria is, like, not far away at all. Hella people are going to come to that if you invite them.
Well, not my family. They don't care.
Well, then, yeah,
that sounds bad.
Care,
like, I'm thinking of my cousin who didn't tell us, like, you know, like, if we just saw pictures of her. Oh, she's married now.
Well, as I'm in deep in this wedding planning thing, I will let you know that the people who have RSVP'd are the most random people. Yes.
I think I know. I might have an idea of who...
You know,
is the couple with the baby that came to your party with a baby coming?
Oh, God, hell no.
Okay.
They're not invited.
Okay.
No way. No, I mean, very random, like, you know, some George's family that I'm like, oh, I mean, we'll see if they actually come. I feel like some people RSVP because they're gung ho and then maybe mm-hmm. stop. But like, so if you send out the invitation, you might get people there that you're shocked by. Just because they were invited.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's an excuse to go somewhere new because I feel like probably a lot of people haven't been to Astoria, you know? Right. So they're like, ooh, it's an excuse for a little vacation.
Right. But like, it's not like you're Cancun, if you will. Like, it's a cute, quaint town. So if that's not really their jam, that might not be a reason for them to go. My family members, they think vacation, they want to go to the beach, like Mexico.
The real beach.
Yeah, the real beach. So, I don't know. But also, I got to find a guy to trick into marrying me. So that's
to trick into marrying. Well, and being okay with all this, too, guess.
Yeah, because watch. I get the one groom, Groom King Kong?
Yeah, the one who, like, actually has all of his ideas.
I want this. I want that. I'm like, cool,
and
bitch.
And he wants a huge wedding. Mm-hmm. Everyone invited.
You're paying for it because I'm not.
You guys aren't doing tradition?
No.
Oh,
like, I'm not letting...
That's so funny. There was even no, like, conversation. I mean, there was conversations about... But, like, it was just very tradition-wise. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't even think it was, like, a question.
No, I wouldn't
like, sorry, Dad. Have you been saving up? Okay, cool.
See, my thing is, like, I wouldn't want my parents to pay for it at all.
Well, and that's probably not the tradition. Is it in Spanish cultures?
I don't remember. I don't remember who pays for... Okay. So I think we talked about this.
So are you guys going to pay for you?
I want to pay for it.
Oh, girl, you better start saving now, no matter what kind of wedding it is.
Yeah, no, I'm literally already like have an idea for a wedding dress and it's on Amazon.
I seriously, like, if I had to pay for this entire thing myself, we probably wouldn't. Well, we wouldn't get married for years. Like, not even because like the tab is like a crazy amount, but mm-hmm. because like spending that much on one, like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be comfortable with that unless we've been saving for years.
And for me, like, I'd rather do it something teeny tiny and go on vacation for a month.
Whoa, a month?
Like that.
Dude, Paris Hilton had a 7-week honeymoon. And I was like, what the hell? And you want to go for a month? That's amazing.
I mean, there's some people that do it. For the cost of what some
like,
of these weddings.
Will allow you to do that?
Oh, I know. Right. Like 20, what is it? Weddings, what do they cost? Like between 10, 20, 30. And I've heard of weddings going up
40,
to 50,
60
grand. I'm like,
oh, the wedding planner, if I wanted to have it here with the amount per head, it was going to be between 60 and 90 grand.
Yeah. No.
That's what she quoted us.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
What?
Even 20 grand. You could go on vacation and do all these things for a month, like go travel Europe or go stay on the beach in Mexico for a month and not
yeah.
do crap.
God,
if
I would,
had
get,
that much
I would
money.
Get so homesick, though. I couldn't go on vacation for a month.
You know what I mean, though. That money could be used for a down payment on a house.
Girl, I'm so excited to see whatever your future holds and when you're in this position, because I feel like I'm going to be like, yeah, you had so many nice thoughts when you
I mean,
you
that's what I
know.
Hear. And then there's the people, like, I feel like it's my stage and then your stage where you're like, okay, this is what I'm doing. And then there's always the stage after, like, why did I do that? Like, why did I put so much emphasis on this? Like, I don't remember.
I don't know
any
if I'll feel like that, though, because well,
like,
I mean,
you're
I
also,
hope I
like,
don't.
You're not a regular person.
Because I look back on my Dirty 30. Oh, my gosh. It's still like one of the best trips. One of the best like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still mm-hmm. and I'm like, what, 6, 7, 8 months past that. And mm-hmm. I'm still like, holy crap, like this was so worth it. The money spent, the stress. So I'm hoping it's the same with the wedding.
Well, I mean, you're not typical, so I feel like that could be a thing.
See, everyone should be more like me, like I said. Yeah, yeah.
Anywho, is it, we want to know from you, is it in poor taste? Is it an a-hole move to bring non-vegan food to a vegan event?
Yes, very curious about what you guys think on this.
And let me know if you guys have randomly planned your wedding. Like, I've heard stories, somebody's planning, you know, their vow renewal. How's that going? How much money are you spending?
Ooh!
Right? And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye!